All right, do what you got to do.
All right, this is it. The podcast is on. We threw one away, didn't we?
We did. You did.
Well, I still have it. Do you want to put it out?
No, because you were shit on it.
Is that what it was?
Pretty sure.
I thought it was because our dogs basically, it turned into doggy daycare here.
No, my dog was fine. Your dog fine.
Well, your dog is, your dog was basically baiting my dogs. He was like, "Rrr."
My dog is 16 years old, blind and deaf.
My dogs wanted to play.
My dog's 16 years old, blind, deaf, and 22 pounds.
Welcome to the Marijuanderers Podcast. That's Grizz. I'm Mike. This is podcast number four because basically Brian's dogs wrecked the last podcast. My dogs wrecked the last podcast.
Yeah.
All right. Lots happening between here and the last podcast. I made notes, man.
That's a first.
Yep.
So what happened between the last podcast and this one?
Well, first of all, thanks to everybody who made it possible for us to be on iTunes, mainly me.
Oh, yeah, that was very cool.
Yeah.
To everybody, mainly you. Validate me.
Well,
validate
I did put it up.
Validate me.
Did you put it up?
No, I didn't put
Can
it
I
up.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Have you downloaded iTunes like I asked you to,
no.
Grizz? We have a podcast on iTunes.
I know we have
a podcast on iTunes. Right. God damn it. Would you like to download iTunes while you're here?
Would you like to know why I haven't downloaded iTunes?
Sure.
Okay. Because I don't know how.
I know, I understand, right. But I'm happy to take you through it, and then you get frustrated with me, and then suddenly you're like, I gotta go!
But do you also understand that I don't want to download iTunes?
Why is that? Like, you have a podcast, don't you want to, like, subscribe to it, show some support for the podcast?
No, but I am the podcast. I'm on the podcast.
All right.
I've done it once. It's like meeting a famous
You're like
person.
Donald Trump. They asked him, you know, what's it like to be in the eye of the storm? And he said, I am the storm.
I am the storm.
Download
yeah.
iTunes. I think you'll be okay. I'll help you with it today.
But I won't do anything with it.
Would you listen to the podcast on there?
No, because I can listen to it through the website.
You ever listen to the podcast?
I've listened to every podcast.
You have?
I have.
On the internet?
Yeah, more than once.
Okay. Oh, that's good. We need those numbers. And that leads me to the next thing. If you like what we're doing here, I don't know why you would. Please subscribe and then give us a rating, a good one. Although if you think we deserve a bad one, heck, you know, I'm not above getting a bad rating to improve the show.
No such thing as bad press.
Right. What?
No such thing as bad press.
That reminds me. I saw somebody pretty incredible when I was in Florida. Speaking of bad press.
All right, so you were, I remember you were down in Florida.
Yeah.
Doing a little bit of research, which we'll get to in a second. But yes, the famous person you met down in Florida, or you saw in Florida, I got him.
Yeah, I was going to say, I didn't really meet him. I wasn't like, oh, I'm glad that we got a chance to catch up. A few things I wanted to say.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw Roger Stone.
The Roger Stone.
The Roger Stone. I meant to say the Roger Stone.
As in, get me Roger Stone.
Yeah. And then
that Roger Stone.
I had watched that on, I guess, a couple of weeks ago. Get me Roger Stone. It was on the Netflix there. If you add the to Netflix or Twitter, it puts you in the category of dad, just so you know.
Got it.
But I had just seen it, so I was fascinated by this guy. Like, he is he real?
Well, I mean, he's a professional agitator, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's what he does. That's all that he does, and he lives on it. And the thing is, what's funny about that guy is that he's so smarmy. He's just
that's it.
So good at being smarmy.
He was on, he was getting coffee at the same place that I was at. By the way, it was amazing coffee. I'll have to figure out the name of the place. It was so good in Palm Beach, right? So there he is, and he's on the phone getting his coffee, and I think he was doing an interview on the phone. But everybody was giving him like thumbs up and patting him on the back, and people taking pictures, and he was like posing while he was on. You know, it was very funny.
Well, you don't get that famous without being a nice guy. As terrible, no matter what you think about people like that, right? On either side of a political spectrum, this isn't a political show, but either way, those people are glad-handers, right? Some people love Hillary. Why? Because she's a nice lady and everybody, you know, shakes her hand.
Yeah.
She shakes everyone else's hand.
Look,
so
you've got a big brain and all this political stuff means something to you, but as an outsider to knowledge, I guess. What?
Let's just say the Beltway. I think you've got knowledge. I don't think...
I'm not strong with knowledge. But it really was kind of fun. It was a bit of a circus to be around. He was by himself, as best I can tell, and just in a casual sense, enjoying his last free days. I don't know. Do you think he's going to go to jail, that guy?
No, I don't. But I got a question, though.
Yeah.
The guy, quite often, is impeccably dressed. So you saw him in a place that's his hometown.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah, so yeah.
How was he dressed in the coffee shop?
Oh, he was a smart casual shorts. You know what I mean? Right. Like he, you know, guys do it like this down in Florida. Oh, Florida, keep it weird. You know, dress shoes, loafers, right?
Yeah.
No socks, shorts, uh-huh. Bermuda shorts. You like that look?
No, it looks everybody looks like my father. You look like an old German tourist in sandals and socks.
He looked like an old German tourist then in yeah. sandals and socks. No offense to the Germans in sandals and socks, because I've seen Scottish family do the same thing.
But believe me, coming from a German family, even German families are offended by Germans in sandals and socks. It's just a fact. It's just the way that it is.
All right, lots to get to. Still ahead in the podcast, because I made a list of stuff, including later on, we'll talk about a chat that you and I had on the phone while I was away, and about CBD that I think is important, because yep. if you are a CBD user, you don't want to go too far, I guess, is the point.
No, I...
Right?
We'll talk about it okay. in a little bit.
So there I am in many parts of Florida. It's a beautiful place. The weather's very hot, and got a chance to get on the golf course. That was a lot of fun.
So that's that's... typical Florida, though.
Yeah.
Right. So let's. I just want to back up a bit because it's.
Ate at P.F. Chang's, you know?
And Florida is a. It's predominantly a law and order Republican state.
They've had, you know,
there's all kinds of things going on down there that seem a bit crazy politically. But we do know that CBD and dispensaries are becoming more prominent down there. And
yeah.
Let's say. It's decriminalized.
No. It's still against the law.
So it's still against the law, but they're allowing, they're turning
medical marijuana is allowed. So if you have a prescription, which can take up to 3 months to get and several doctor's appointments, as I understand it, you qualify to be a patient and so, get cannabis at a dispensary.
So you, as a smoker, someone who smokes regularly, goes down to Florida now.
Hey, did I ever say that? Oh, I guess I did.
Yeah. Pretty much. The show's called The Marijuanders, Mike.
That's a good name for what we do.
I'm just trying to help you along.
Thank you, buddy.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So you get down there.
Yeah.
Now you are weedless in Florida
when you
arrive.
Yeah.
And how did the first day or two go? Because we did share a phone call within the first couple of days that you seemed kind of tense.
Well, I'm not going to lie to you, Grizz. I'm not going to lie to you say that, you know, access to cannabis is like, get off the plane and you're good to go. You know, you instantly get a vibe like, it's illegal. We'll go to jail for a long time. Because, you know, depending on the charge, I think you can actually down there.
I think it's pretty, they're pretty serious down there. Miami-Dade police. And what county were you in?
Never mind. Okay. Mind your own beeswax. All right,
fair enough.
I've said enough already.
Yeah, I know you have. I know you
Having
have.
Said that, the first cup, that was thunder. That was my mood. That, by the way, came up in the podcast comments area. I love this. Could you guys hit the desk more? I'm sorry. I have the wrong kind of desk. He's in the wrong kind of chair. These are not the right kind of, the equipment that we're using is meant to be portable because it won't be long before we're going to be taking it with us. And so I'm clipping it to stuff that is not ideal. Thank you for your patience and your patronage.
Well, anyway, that's really nice of you.
Yeah. Subscribe and tell a friend, please. So the buzz in Florida, not a buzz at all, really, from maybe it's where I was. And, you know, that's, you know, the Fort Lauderdale area and stuff like that. More in the suburbs. Here's the thing. It's just not readily available. And if you're a patient going from Canada, there are ways to do it and get approval for when you go to Florida. But you have to basically be a resident.
But you're also not getting any flower when you get there. You can't buy combustibles.
Not that I saw on any of the sites. And by the way, you check weed maps in Florida. What a buzz that is, too.
Really?
Oh, Liberty Health. You know, like it's all major heavy duty corporate medical marijuana where you can buy, I just wrote it down, vapes, oils, tinctures, but not really flower. They had these little vape pouches. I don't know. Like the governor that was in when this was passed didn't want smoking to be a part of it.
See, this is what gets me. This has always been my problem with legalization. I know it's not legalized down there yet. It's just medicinal marijuana.
Yeah.
But everything that you told me about it, and we haven't shared everything with the listeners yet, but it is all like big pharma.
Yeah.
They've removed the small, let's call them dealers, let's call them farmers, let's call it opportunity. They've removed all of that in favor of a CBD medicinal model that allows large corporations to come in and undermine the marijuana industry or the opportunity that lies within it. So they open up these giant licensed CBD clinics and they're good for nothing.
Okay, so that's exactly it. You're right, 100%. Because I think it fueled some sort of manufacturing arrangement for this kind of product and processing and that sort of stuff. And they didn't want to step back on smoking because they've banned smoking in so many places there for cigarettes. It just seemed like it was really tough. But I mean, the big players down there are Trulieve and Liberty. And you know, outside of that group, there wasn't many other places that kind of popped up, certainly on weed maps. And although those look like really good quality products that they haven't extended it to a place where you feel like cannabis might even become recreational there. It just feels so far away.
And this is what kills me about it. It is Florida.
Yeah.
I'm going to go back to the 90s. Let's just talk about Fort Lauderdale. Booze, cocaine, and parties. And now, they still don't have a problem with booze, cocaine, and parties. But they have a real problem with marijuana. And I don't get that from a tourism perspective. Like, how much sense does that make?
I don't know what happens in the way of... I don't know what the drug trade is like, because I've never really followed that. Of course, Cocaine Cowboys is a great look at what happened there in the 70s and 80s with cocaine. And it built a lot of the big banks, a lot of the big neighborhoods. And in fact, the developments that are in Fort Lauderdale, Miami, and that region in between. But when it comes to cannabis, maybe that's why they're gun shy. Maybe they're like, look, we don't want any problems like that again. This has to be buttoned down. We want to, you know, we really want this to be a medical replacement in measure. I don't know if that's the case, but they need to speed it along because the opioid crisis is evident there.
Oh, it is it?
Oh, of course. And it's, you know, they call it the gunshine state. You know, rates of crime recidivism is insanely high there in certain neighborhoods. And so that's being all driven by hard drug access and sale.
So when it comes to a place like Florida, they're behind a little bit. They might catch up, they might not. But even if you were able to smoke marijuana down there, if you could get your hands on cannabis, where you were staying in that
area.
I'm just talking about in a broader sense.
Yeah,
within an hour, maybe an hour and a half of where you were.
Yeah.
If you smoked weed, what could you go do for fun? Or is it just not fun? Maybe that's part of the problem. Maybe Florida's just not fun anymore.
Well, you know, like if you love to golf, that would be a nice combo, right? Not fun for you.
It is. I enjoy golfing, but it's 4 hours on a golf course in the heat. And if you're smoking joints for 4 hours in the heat.
Maybe just have one. Maybe before you left. Maybe on the cart. Toot, toot, you know?
Yeah, fair enough. But what if we're golfing with guys like you and me?
Well, yeah. Okay, that's a hot day. Maybe we just do nine holes.
Okay, so nine holes.
Hanging by the beach, that's a nice scenario.
Right.
You know, by the pool. It's a very relaxing place, but what to do? Cycling maybe? Maybe go for a cycle? A walk. A boardwalk walk. But it is...
Boy, you're really selling Florida to me, dude. That's
I'm trying. Awesome.
Like, just fantastic.
Well, this is my point. If there
what
was
a job.
There are some music festivals. There are some, you know, art festivals.
Yeah, but can you even get into them? Or is it going to be something with Alicia Keys and Swizz Beatz doing a big promo and it's nobody can get into it?
Yeah, that's what it's like, right? Actually. Anyway, having said that, what I found was there was no cannabis culture there. There's no cannabis scene. There's no evident place where you feel comfortable, where I was anyway, that you could hang out and just smoke a doob anywhere or whatever. It's just against the law. And there's a lot of layers of police there that seem to be, you know, ready to pounce. Or people are under that impression. May I just add one other thing?
Yeah, go ahead.
There's a lot of apps out there that will help try to connect you with weed. Don't bother. Hi there. Suck it. It is not good. It seems like a dangerous scenario.
A lot of people won't be familiar with this outside of Ontario and Canada, but I'm just going to share it. There's, you know, there are sites like Craigslist, and in Canada we have something called Kijiji, and people put ads on it. And a few years ago, a guy got murdered.
Yeah.
Right. And I'm kind of getting worried about that whole. I get what Weed Maps is trying to do, and where it's legal, I understand that it makes sense. But if I was going down to Florida, or I was going down to New York State, or I was going down to Michigan,
just about anywhere,
I'm not. You know, Grizz,
just about
call,
anywhere, man. Yeah, don't. Anyway, having said that, I would recommend avoiding that scenario. If you wanted to find out more, just call one of the dispensaries down there. They'll connect you with a doctor if you're going to Florida. It'll take a little while. They'll want your medical records from here shipped down there. It's about $385 to have it happen. And, 3 months later, I guess you're a patient that's able to transfer your prescription.
Were you able to talk to anybody down there about CBD?
I did. Well, I talked to them about medical marijuana. And that'll be one of the people that we connect with when we make our trip through America, which is, wow, it really is so different. I talked to a guy who was from Colorado down there, and mm-hmm. He was like, are you kidding me? This is too crazy down here. He said, I was like in pain because he uses it to sleep. When he can't sleep, his neck tightens up in his shoulder. And he's a waiter, this guy, a server at a restaurant. Mm. So trying to cart stuff around. He said finally he was able to make a connection down there because getting his medical record shipped from Colorado to Florida was not allowed, and the medical appointment would have been over $600.
Really?
Yeah.
That's nuts.
So is Florida ready for recreational? I don't know. And by the way, they got a new governor who's supposed to be turning stuff around, Ron DeSantis.
Yep.
With a bit of luck, he's got a nice big broad smile on him. Maybe he's up to something.
I don't mind Ron. I think Ron's okay.
Why didn't you make a call to Ron for me? Maybe he could have helped me out.
You know what? Maybe we should make a call to Ron and see if we can't go down and meet with him and talk about this stuff. I am looking at Visit Florida, like a tourism website now, just to have a look for myself. There really isn't, they have nightlife, they have shopping, they have arts and history. How much mm-hmm. arts and history are you going to have in Florida? Fishing and swimming with manatees.
You could go to the Flagler Museum.
How exciting. How exciting.
Yeah, you could have afternoon tea there if you wanted to.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, I don't know. Florida, you know what? It's going to be one of the last to change is what I noticed. But yes, a couple of days in, I was, I don't even know what gave it away that I was edgy.
You were tense.
I was, you know what?
Mm-hmm. Made life very difficult for our distributor.
For our television distributor?
Yes, you made it very difficult because you had an episode.
What, with the television distributor?
Well, you had an episode.
But
not an episode that he could sell. You had an episode.
Oh, no.
It was an episode.
Come on.
It was an episode.
Hi, Garth. That's not true.
It was an episode.
No, it's all good.
Have you talked to him yet?
Hey?
Have you talked to him yet?
Well, yeah.
Like face-to-face?
No, not... Well, I sent a note.
Okay, that's not face-to-face.
Oh.
You should talk to him face-to-face.
Okay, well, here, Garth.
Because you were in Florida yelling.
Hi, Garth. What?
Because you were in Florida
I didn't yell. Where did that come from? I didn't yell.
You yelled.
At our television distributor. I love him dearly.
Yeah, okay.
Hi, Garth.
All right.
How's it going over
love.
There?
Love.
Yes.
Right.
See, 100%.
If you would have just gone swimming with the fucking manatees, you would have been fine.
No, that's not why I wasn't fine.
Manatees would have kept you calm.
That's not true. I would have been freaking the fuck out.
No, with some CBD, you would have been fine.
No, okay, so that's what I was doing down there.
Okay. That's a nice segue. So go ahead.
I really enjoyed it. Mm-hmm. I had this relax formula.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. And how did that relax you?
Because it came with an eyedropper.
We didn't talk about this.
Came with an eyedropper. So I threw that away and I was like, I was drinking it like scissor up, basically.
Yeah. And I was worried that, and he's calling me. He's like, yeah, I'm just about to go to bed, but I threw out the little eyedropper and I just drank it out of the bottle. I'm like, are you sure that your bowels aren't going to let go in the middle of the night?
Suddenly I'm in a panic. And what do you mean? How come? Why would that ever happen? Why do I need to worry about that?
For the next hour, I'm like, you better duct tape the ankles of your pajamas and cinch up that waistband, man. Because if you start to leak in the middle of the night, it's not going to be good and your wife will
I
be
don't
happy.
Think that is a side effect of CBD, just so you know. But this stuff worked, man. I'm going to tell you, like, it was, you know what? I think I brought it back with me. I'll give you some. It's really, really good. Yeah, you have to get your own eyedropper. I didn't use it as a suppository, Grizz. Take it easy, man.
Yeah, but I'm curious to know if the CBD relaxes you, right?
Yeah.
There it goes. Cannabis offers a laxative effect because of its ability to relax the bowels. I wasn't wrong.
Wow, you were kind of drawn. I told you. I mean, you were pulling that out of thin air, but really it was a real deal.
Yeah, and in fact, it has been forever used in this manner as early as 2300 BC. Hemp
really?
Was used as a remedy for constipation. THC, as we all know, is conducive to a relaxed body, and a relaxed body involves relaxed bowels too.
Yeah, but there is something to that because, you know, I know a lot of people that are not regular and I'm like, just poo. And I think, never mind, we shouldn't be, but I think that there is something to that. I mean, it doesn't matter. But you know what I'm saying, right?
I do. But
some people are just one coffee and a Du Maurier light away from using the bathroom.
But
other people?
I'm going to read one more thing to you here. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut
you
off.
No, please. Thank goodness you did. Right? Thank you.
CBD use
can
lead to digestive problems for some people. Some people experience stomach problems like softening of the stool, which might degenerate into diarrhea and painful cramps. If you are susceptible to bowel movement disorders, consult your doctor before taking CBD oil. You could have shit the bed. I was right.
Yeah, you're right.
You could have crapped all over your wife.
Well, the next time you give me medical advice, I'm going to take it seriously.
Bullshit. The best advice I can give you is you should try more CBD late at night.
No, you know what? That's not nice. That's not kind of you. What if that sticks in my head now and I'm like, hey, what was it I was going to do to sleep better? Oh, yeah, Grizz told me to take all the CBD. I think you think I said I want a lot of CBD. What I actually said was bring me all your CBD.
If what sticks to your head? Because if fecal effluent sticks to your head, then it's too late for you.
It really is.
Oh, you meant the idea of this happening.
That's what I meant, yes.
Right, yeah. Not actually.
No, not. This is not a physical. Okay, look what's happened to the podcast. I know. Oh, by the way.
Poop jokes.
Okay, do you mind if, just for a second, we talk about a disagreement that you and I have had, and I would love to know how people feel about this themselves. So interact with the show. You know what would be cool? If you can record something, I'll play it on the show.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
So if you want to send us anything and it's like, you know, usable on the show, oh, heck, we'll play it.
Actually, how about this? Why don't we do, let me throw this out there. This might be kind of fun. How about roving correspondence?
Yeah.
If you're on vacation and you happen to be burning one someplace or experiencing cannabis.
Record it.
Anywhere.
Send it.
Record it, but make it travel worthy. Don't send us something that's
Brian,
just
don't get picky. Grizz.
Well, but it
Grizz, look at me. Don't get picky, Buzz.
But video games and weed isn't what we do. We do travel.
If you're smoking and you're playing a video game someplace that's not in the country we're in, we did get a cool one, though. We did get a cool video postcard. And a shout out to our good buddy Eric, who sent that to us. Speaking of correspondent, we hope that he becomes one, and we'll share that with you. You'll see him on our TV show coming out this fall, unless our distributor doesn't like me anymore.
He doesn't like you anymore.
Yeah?
No, I'm not sure. I don't know. I haven't asked him about that yet. But back to the roving reporters.
No, hold on. Yeah, that's cool. But you and I had an argument several times in the last few weeks, and I want people to weigh in about this.
Mm-hmm.
Weed's weed. I don't even believe sativa is sativa and indica's indica.
Yes, that is my belief.
That's my impersonation of you, by the way.
It's a shitty impersonation. So you want me to expand on that? Is that
you
what you're
want me
trying
to expand
to do?
On that?
You're trying to get me into trouble?
I think I'm nailing it.
Fine. No, you're not. But
go ahead.
All right. Everybody and his half-baked brother right now thinks that they are sommeliers of weed.
Yeah.
I've sat at way too many dinner parties in my life with idiots and a bottle of wine that sit there and go, oh, the oaky flavor, and it has a berry finish to it, and oh, it's this, that, and the other thing. You know what? It's a bottle of fucking wine, and you know nothing about it. It's just fucking wine.
That's
it tastes good with
Grizz.
The fucking meat.
All right.
Sorry, I'm swearing.
No.
I
didn't even notice. It's okay. Are you revved up?
So, a little bit, because there are too many guys out there.
At least that doesn't happen in the cannabis world.
Running around, and they're saying, well, this weed is this, and this weed is that. Boy. You know what? There's good weed and there's bad weed. If you give me crummy pot, it's crummy pot.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you it's crummy pot. If I get a headache from it, it's lousy. If it goes out while I'm smoking it, it's lousy. If it burns black, it's lousy. I don't want to go through this thing. Good pot, bad pot. The only difference in the high is indica and sativa.
Yeah.
The only real difference in cannabis is going to be in the levels and the quality of CBD and THC. They're both the same ingredient.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing fucking changes. Nothing.
No.
So everybody runs around going, oh, try this, try that, try this, because it's that. Mm-hmm. It is pure fucking marketing. It's big tobacco coming home to roost, right? And it's a bunch of young kids coming from all over, and they think that they're going to fool everybody. Well, let me tell you something. The real weed market is guys our age.
Right.
That's the fact.
But hold on. What about this? Now, here's my argument, right?
There we go.
What about terpenes and flavor?
That's different.
Okay, but how? Okay.
That's different.
But that is the flavor profile, though.
But a terpene, when you get into what's happening with the terpenes, and I haven't done a whole bunch of research on it.
I didn't either, but do you want me to read what I found here?
Go ahead.
Okay, what is a terpene? What do lemons, pine, thyme, lavender, and clove share? They all produce terpenes, and you can smell them. Limonene, pinene, micrine, lina, if I've said these wrong, I'm sorry. Linalool, caryophyllene, I definitely said that one wrong, are the most common, of course, of the over 200 terpenes in cannabis, and all of them produce a different effect.
Right.
Okay? Not just a different flavor, but they actually elicit a different effect. So when there's like a let's say there's a super lemon haze in your life, and you also have a lemon kush, well, they might taste similar, but not quite. And the difference in those in the terpene profile could enhance or, I guess, water down the effects, perhaps, of the THC.
But that doesn't change.
Science, Grizz.
No. The effects of the THC and the CBD are completely different. I get it. There'll be a high THC level or a lower THC level.
Yeah.
That has nothing to do with anything. It's still THC. It doesn't change.
No, I understand.
Right? So the terpene angle, from what I understand.
Is it an angle, though, really?
No, I'm not using it as, I didn't mean to, I'm not sort of limiting its importance. What I'm getting at is, when it comes to the terpenes, for example, when I smoke a joint, or most of us do, sometimes we get the munchies.
Yeah.
Terpenes can be removed from cannabis, and they can be used as appetite suppressants, for example.
Or appetite enhancers?
I'm not sure about enhancers yet. I don't know enough about it.
So you're saying, right? Oh, I didn't know this. This is cool. So they could take terpenes out and use them, because terpenes don't have THC in them. They're just the essential
essence.
Oils. Yeah.
Right? Now let's deal with the essential oils.
Yeah.
So it's got a bunch of these essential oils. I love the smell of cannabis. I would love to have that in a vaporizer in my house. Just
do you like the smell of some cannabis and not others?
I like the smell of the flower itself.
Yeah.
I don't like the smell of the smoke as much as I like the smell of the flower.
Oh, yeah, I think that's pretty common. Although, my son hates the smell.
Hates the smell of the actual,
but it all smells like skunk to him.
Yeah, no, I'm the opposite way.
Yeah.
So
I'm putting him up for adoption. I meant to tell you that.
I don't blame you.
Yeah.
What I know about terpenes right now, though, is that's that's the chemistry of cannabis.
Yeah.
That's something that interests me. You can't talk about, you can't expand on THC. THC, oh, it's the psychoactive ingredients in cannabis. Oh, CBD, it's a great medicinal aspect to cannabis. But terpenes, what are we going to do with them? Where are we going to put them? Are they going to wind up in men's cologne, ladies' perfume? Are they going to be great for children? Like, can we use it for...
Yeah.
Like, what's the essential oil going
to
do?
I'm only beginning to understand them, truthfully. So more on that. But that's what we discovered here. And so maybe that is what I mean. And I do agree with you in the sense that there's good weed and bad weed. And often it's how it's grown.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
that it's cared for properly. It's flushed properly. That it's safe. It's been trimmed and cured right. Those are the main things that make for a good smoke. And then that the terpenes can enhance it, I think, come through better in those scenarios when it's grown right. We're not scientists. We're just...
I don't disagree with you there. If you're just talking purely about flavor and aroma, that's terpenes. But if people want to tell me about THC and CBD, nothing changes. Those are two chemicals that are the same all the time.
This is a podcast you need to tell your friends about because we're friends. You can come here when you're lonely, replay this, and we'll be here for you. And we'll also take your emails. Grizz at marrowwanderers.com. Mike at marrowwanderers.com. And follow us on our socials. Won't you tell us those, please, Grizz?
No, I don't know them, dude. I don't touch this. I don't do this. Why does he do this to me? Why do you do this to me? I don't do this. This is crazy.
At marrowwanderers on both Instagram and Twitter. And we look forward to catching you on the next podcast.
What's the social media? Spell it, Grizz.
I have amazing news for you. It's all over. You can go home now.
All right.
Good. Thanks, buddy.
Go home. Maybe. But like...